Hello to everyone out there, and welcome to another edition of the CapitalFanatic.com show. Today, I'll do something a little bit different, as I'll take an in-depth look back at game number 2 of the Hershey Bears in their Eastern Conference matchup with the Manchester Monarchs, and also look back at the Capitals this week as they locked up another big piece of the puzzle, signing Nicholas Backstrom. I'll take a look at why there's so much excitement surrounding this signing. You're listening to the fans' voice of the Washington Capitals, the CapitalFanatic.com show.
Again, it is Colting fantastic.
Simmons
drives. He scores. A buzz bomb from Alexander Simmons.
Gordon in full flight. Angled there by Gauthier
to the front. Light scores. Brooks Light, and Ovechkin loves it.
Let's get right to it. The Hershey Bears came into Game 2 of the American Hockey League's Eastern Conference Finals, riding high after their dominant 7-2 victory on Friday. How would the Manchester Monarchs respond? Well, not so well, as just 4 minutes and 35 seconds in, defenseman Mike Green would rip a shot from the point that found a way through traffic in front and past goaltender Jason LaBarbera, giving the Bears an early 1-0 lead. The Monarchs would respond, however, later in the first period, tying the game at 1 on the power play.
But he has certainly not hesitated to blow the whistle against the Bears, and a shot here, and O'Sullivan scores. A 5-on-3 power play goal with an assist from the officials. We're tied at 1.
It wouldn't stay tied for long, though, as just 2 minutes later, the Bears would strike back on their own power play opportunity.
And the Bears will bring it up now to center. Barney with Wilson across the Manchester line. Barney with a pass in front. He scores! Kyle Wilson! Oh, what a play! Barney gets it across. Wilson hammers it home against Jason LaBarbera. It's 2-1 Hershey. What a look by Scott Barney!
A beautiful cross-ice pass by Scott Barney set up that play as called by John Walton. Barney has been on a tear here as of late for the Bears. He now has 7 goals and 8 assists in just 12 playoff games. What a great acquisition he has been for the team since coming over in a deadline trade with the Grand Rapids Griffins. In the second period, Mike Green would now add to the Bears' advantage as he left the penalty box.
As Nolan getting a shot here from the top of the right circle, leading out of the penalty box, on a break, Green comes in, shot, score! Mike Green coming out of the box! A power play goal! And the Bears beat Jason LaBarbera again! It's 3-1!
That goal would make the Bears a little more comfortable. But there was some concern about Captain Dean Arcini after he was not on the bench to start the third period. He would make his presence known, though, as he returned to the game.
And a puck to the right board. Monarchs hammered hard on the far side by guess who? Dean Arcini back out there and landing the check on the far side. We thought we might have seen the last of 2-9. Not the case. He's back out there. I didn't even need to see the number. I just saw the hip check getting lined up. On the far board, Giuliano. Nobody throws him like Dino.
Bears coach Bruce Boudreau had this to say about Arcini after the game.
You know, he had something wrong with him. I don't know how to say these things. I mean, he wasn't feeling well. So, I mean, we had to get some medicine in him, but he'll be fine.
That's good news to know that the Bears captain is all right. Well, the one thing I haven't touched on that wasn't all right in this game was the horrendous officiating. John Walton sounded off on the refs late in the game following a Bears scoring chance.
And now the turnover. Bears bring it in. Wiseman has a man cutting in. Judry, and he fanned on it as LaBarbera was staring down the barrel of a gun there, and a penalty again coming up on the Bears. It's got to be a joke. It really has. You get to 14 power plays, that's joke status. Wiseman was on the breakaway, and about a half second later is called for a penalty. You tell me there's much feel in this game for Dean Morton tonight? 2:49 remaining in the third. 14 power plays. Yeah, I think so. 17-11 the time. It's amazing how many times we've heard this chant in the playoffs, isn't it? It's not like they break it out for every little foul, you know.
And that was kind of neat. You could hear the fans' reaction to that last penalty as well. Here's what Coach Boudreau had to say after the game.
I guess the best way to describe to me the refereeing was the way that there's a certain fan that says something during every game. And that's what it was. I mean, we got to talk to the supervisors. We just got to find out what the standard is. I thought Terry Koharski did a great job and let the hitting go, you know, and let men be men and make it a game. And there's still six minors to one side. But when you're 1-for-15 and the other team's, you know, 2-for-6 or something like that, I think that's not right. And, you know, we'll take the appropriate measures and whatever they're done, whatever they are. And if they rate referees for the next series and for the next round, I assume that they'll at least get a report on this game.
Not a glowing endorsement by the Bears coach, but despite the bad officiating and the many power plays the Monarchs were given, Hershey was able to put the game away.
13 out of 14 kills tonight for the Hershey Bears. Huntley Corbin, Matt Hendricks shoots it in the empty net. Game, set, match. Going to matchup, 2 games to none. Matt Hendricks, his 6th goal in the playoffs. Finishing it off tonight, the Bears up 4-1. And are going to Manchester, up 2 games to none, and halfway home toward a date in the 2007 Calder Cup Finals.
So there's your final score, 4-1 Hershey. Now, as John Walton said, the series shifts to the Verizon Wireless Arena in Manchester, where the Bears take a 2-games-to-none lead into Game 3 Wednesday night. Here's what Coach Boudreau had to say about the Monarchs.
You know, I mean, the big thing is now if they want to win it, they have to win it in our building, and they have to come back here, and they're going to be tough. I've been in that building before, and they're tough to win. It's tough to win out there. They got some rabid fans as well as that we do, and they'll be better at home. They were better tonight than they were last night, and they'll be better at home than they were on the road. So it's not over by a long shot.
All right. Let's shift gears back to the parent club, as the Washington Capitals announced this week that they've agreed to terms with their 2006 first-round draft pick, Nicklas Backstrom. He signed a deal similar to the one Ovechkin signed when he came over 2 seasons ago, meaning he'll receive the maximum salary allowed to rookies, which is about $900,000. The contract will also be heavily based on incentives, as he could make as high as about $4 million. It is easy to see why everyone is so excited about his signing. Backstrom led his Swedish Elite League team in scoring last season at only the age of 19. He also participated in both the World Junior Championship and also the World Championships that just concluded this past week, both for Team Sweden. He's an elite talent at a position where the Caps are in desperate need. A two-way player, he is good on both the defensive end in addition to his outstanding offensive potential. At the moment, he immediately becomes the number one center in the current Capitals lineup. Hopefully, by the time training camp comes around, though, the team will have added another player to take the burden off of Backstrom and allow him to be the team's number two center, where he would play on a line with Alexander Semin. Yes, there's a lot to be excited about now that Backstrom is officially in the fold. Let's just try to be patient with him and not expect too much from him early on, as he is, after all, still only 19 years old. That'll do it for this edition of the CapitalFanatic.com show. Don't forget to tune in this Wednesday as the Hershey Bears travel to Manchester to take on the Monarchs for that Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final. Catch all the action live on the internet at b2networks.com. I am Alan, and as always, I can be reached by email at CapitalFanatic@gmail.com. See you next time on the CapitalFanatic.com show.